Hey, Don, what are you doing with that jar?
Collecting arthropods, Yael.
You mean crabs?
Crabs are a type of arthropod, but an arthropod is an animal with an exoskeleton, segmented bodies, and jointed limbs. That includes insects, spiders, mites, and centipedes, too.
You're collecting bugs, then?
I'm doing some research. Did you know that entomologists from North Carolina State University ran a study that found we share our houses with more than 500 kinds of arthropods?
500? That's crazy.
I will admit it's surprising. The researchers took samples from 50 houses during the summer months near Raleigh. They collected both living and dead arthropods from each room. In total, they identified over 500 different morpho species. Those are species so closely related that they have to be identified by scientists looking for specific physical traits. Each house had, on average, about 100 morpho species.
There is no way that I have 100 species of anything living in my house.
They mostly collected flies, spiders, beetles, ants, and book lice. Most of the species they found don't normally live in houses. They're arthropods that accidentally wandered in from outdoors. For example, they found gall midges in all 50 homes. Midges are small flies that feed on outdoor plants and can't survive indoors. Believe it or not, only 5 rooms out of 550 had no arthropods.
My house is cleaner than that.
I bet you have cobwebs.
Well, sure.
Those are made by cobweb spiders, which are found in 65% of all rooms sampled. We think our homes are sterile environments, but they're not. I think that might be a good thing.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.